This is KUT 90.5. I'm Nathan Bernier. Most people in Texas are opposed to Donald Trump's proposal to build a wall along the U.S.-Mexico border, according to a new public opinion survey put out by the Texas Lyceum. And that's just one finding of many in this survey. Joining us to talk about that is the president of the Texas Lyceum, Dave Shaw. Hi, Dave.
Hello.
And Joshua Blank with the Texas Politics Project, the pollster on this. Hey, Josh.
How's it going?
So, first of all, Dave, what is the Texas Lyceum for people who aren't familiar with it?
Well, the Texas Lyceum is a nonprofit, nonpartisan, statewide leadership organization that's focused on identifying the next generation of Texas leaders. And we're all about creating a space for civil discourse about the pressing public policy issues facing the future of Texas. And so releasing this poll is just an extension of that to provide people with just nonpartisan, straight up information about what adult Texans think on the issues of the day.
Right. You're not pushing an agenda or anything.
We have no agenda.
So this was a poll of 1,000 adults, margin of error, about 3 percentage points, right, Josh? And what was the finding on the wall?
So overall, 59% of Texas adults opposed building the wall. Now, this might sound a little surprising to those of you who sort of followed Texas politics and followed this, but the thing, you know, especially this issue and immigration, but the thing to highlight here is that this is an adult Texan sample. We're not looking at registered voters. We're not looking at likely voters. So when you look at the scope of the diverse population of Texas, 59% say no to the wall.
I think what is interesting about adult Texans being our sample is that it shows a lot more the nuance of where the state's views really are. You know, people are going to have their partisan opinions. They're going to go out and their votes are going to reflect that. But when you really look at the wide diversity of adults, Texas opinions are more nuanced. It may not be as deep red as the caricature would have everyone believe.
Well, and you all looked at how liberal, conservative or moderate people are. What'd you find there?
Right. And so that's the thing here. I mean, 67% of Republicans still favor building this wall. And the fact is there are a lot of Republicans in Texas. They show up and vote in elections. They show up and vote in primary elections. And so, you know, this is not as though there isn't a large share of people with political consequence here and who engage in the process who want a wall. It just so happens that 85% of Democrats, 73% of African Americans and 75% of Hispanics oppose the wall. And that's where you end up at 59%.
And how liberal or conservative is Texas? Because I know you asked about that too.
You know, the adult Texas population is probably kind of moderate on a lot of issues when you take them as a whole. They are more moderate and less conservative than the registered voter population, who is more moderate and less conservative than the likely voter population, and who is way more moderate than the people who actually show up and vote in primary elections. And so that's the distinction.
Voters are more conservative than the population as a whole.
That's exactly right.
Right. Let's move on to voter ID, because that you've had some pretty strong findings as well. Can I ask you about that?
Yeah. So one of the things that we asked about was this voter ID issue. And to be clear here, we didn't ask about Texas's voter ID law, which was recently struck down. That is a very partisan issue. People understand, you know, if you're asked about Texas's voter ID laws, I know that Democrats are against it. If I'm a Democrat, I'm against it, and so on and so forth. What we asked about was, do you think that people should be required to present some form of identification in order to vote? And this is just sort of a general sense. We're not talking about the implementation of that. We're not talking about which forms of ID. We're just saying, do you think you should be able to, you know, have to prove that you are who you say you are? And overall, almost three quarters, 74% of Texans said, yeah, you should have to do that. And that included 94% of Republicans, 58% of Democrats, 81% of whites, 64% of blacks, 70% of Hispanics. So there's what this kind of tells us is there's some nuance to this, you know, whereas voter ID laws themselves are very partisan and have sort of become part of the political, you know, soup here. The idea of presenting an ID is not so controversial. And most people, honestly, looking at other polling, actually think that they already had to even before we had the law.
I think that really distinguishes this poll in that we're not getting into specifically politically how you'd implement that policy, but as a policy, most Texans are generally in favor of that.
There's another policy you guys looked at, and that's ride hailing. You both live in Austin, right?
Yes,
what made
right.
you want to look at ride hailing?
This is just a huge issue, and obviously we've seen here in Austin what happened with the Prop 1 vote, but it's also becoming an issue statewide, and we've heard state legislators have already stepped out following the Prop 1 vote here in Austin saying, you know, we want to consider this issue at the state level, and us being a statewide group, we wanted to see, well, where are statewide attitudes on ride hailing? That's why we asked that question.
What are the attitudes, Josh?
Well, I mean, one of the first things, living in Austin, it's almost like you couldn't avoid this issue. So the first thing we asked was, have you been paying any attention to this? Have you heard anything about this? And we found that only about a third of adult Texans have not heard anything about these sort of ride-hailing debates. So that's good. I mean, one, we know we're not in a total bubble here in Austin. And then we asked them, should these ride-hailing services be regulated like taxis? Or that should they not be? And we sort of added some stuff to that. They're regulated like taxis, includes disability access, insurance, all that kind of stuff. If not, it's because they need to meet, they need to innovate. They need to meet the needs of their customers. And what we found was, overall, 54% of Texans say that these companies should be regulated like taxis. And then finally, we asked, well, okay, regardless of how you feel about that, where should this regulation take place? At the municipal or city level? Or in the Texas legislature, as there's been some moves to do? And what we found was, although there wasn't a majority either way, 48% said it should take place at the municipal or city level, 43% said in the Texas legislature. And what's interesting about this, I mean, I think as you look at these sorts of questions and you notice we normally say, well, Republicans felt this way, Democrats felt this way, this really held across groups. Everybody basically said, for the most part, on balance, they should be regulated like taxis. And generally, it should take place at the local level, which, is basically how taxis have been regulated historically.
What we're looking at here is essentially a consumer product, and it just doesn't have a very strong partisan divide. It's just across the board.
Tomorrow, you guys have stuff coming out on the presidential race, right?
Correct.
Yes. So we'll have to check that out.
6 a.m. tomorrow, texaslyceum.org. You can find our results.
And that's where you can dig into these results as well. Dave Shaw, president of the Texas Lyceum, thanks for your time.
Very much. Thank you very much.
And Josh Blank with the Texas Politics Project pollster for this. Thank you, Josh.
Thank you very much.